It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, before this podcast started, Mike was sniffing cocaine.
Really?
Well, you just said you were snorting beforehand. You just said 10 seconds
All right,
ago
listen.
That you were snorting right before this podcast started.
I'm going to get arrested now. Thank you, Nevin.
Nevin,
okay.
Wait,
I said to you, okay, everybody, let me recount exactly what happened here. By the way, I would like to note we have nothing for you this week. That's why we're doing this. I just wanted to note here.
Just like off the record, I'm reaching here. I admit that.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Reaching here.
Off the
you
record.
Know, you said.
How are we off the record?
I don't know.
We're just recording a podcast.
Just go with it, okay? Off the record, all right. Mike and I were talking about how we had nothing to say this week.
Yes.
You made a comment about how you snorted right before the podcast.
No.
And I'm just going with it.
Okay.
Now, let's move on.
You know what we're doing here? This is actually a great podcast. Because you know why? We're letting people into our process. We're letting people see what it's like. See, this is what actually
behind
happened.
The scenes.
Here's our behind the scenes moment. We had started recording it. We were doing the it's stupid, it's pointless introduction. And then Nevin plays the theme music. And I had to sniff.
Which I didn't think was a big deal.
No, you gave
me the cutoff.
I did. I decided because it was so early, you know, in the proceedings, and that we could make it without a sniff.
But I would have preferred to carry on.
Okay, I apologize. We were not as in sync this week as we often are. No, but
we,
you know,
we have our off days.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
but it doesn't change the fact that you have a crack problem.
No.
It doesn't change the fact, and let's review what we've known, okay?
Sure.
Over the past few weeks,
yes.
You have been tired.
Yes.
You have been irritable.
Yeah.
There have
irritable.
Been gray stains on your shirt.
How was I irritable? When?
A few weeks ago, you stormed off during the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
And that was another thing. Remember we were talking about lumberjack competition on ESPN?
Yeah.
You could not remember when we talked about it. Your
that's
memory's
true.
Not where it
yeah,
is.
That's true.
So I'm just putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Why does that mean I have a crack problem?
Then you said snorted.
Oh.
You're looking pale.
I am.
A little bit.
Okay, well, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Okay.
You're not sleeping well, you see? You see? Mike, why? Why? What is it? How does one start on this path? And
Hold on. Okay. Last week, we talked about you going down the path of the douchebag. Now we're talking about me going down the path of the crack fiend?
Well, but that, your problem, is much more serious than my problem.
It doesn't exist! You actually liked your status! I've never seen crack, much less snorted it. How do I know?
Yeah. Why did you say you did? Wait a minute. But you said I snorted. If you said you never saw crack, why'd
like
you say you
I
did?
Feel, God, I feel
why'd
like,
you
oh,
say you did?
That was off. That was okay. That was actually off the record
that
because we weren't
not,
recording.
Wait, we were. Hold on.
Okay.
Not true. We were in the process of the 5-second delay that all good podcasts do. The recording had begun officially.
No, it had
yes,
not.
Yes, it had.
You were grasping at straws here,
I don't
Evan.
Think I am.
You don't think you are.
You're just in denial. Which is step one.
Which is in Egypt. Nevin, listen. Oh, my God.
I'm just concerned.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm
be
just,
concerned.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
There are a couple things. One.
I just love that you've gotten so serious. It's like you're like.
It's a serious
You're like
topic.
Looking down at your paper. You know, it's like, okay, yes. Go ahead.
Number one.
Sure.
What are some of the things in your life that are bothering you that you would go down this path?
Okay.
Is it peer pressure? Is it troubles at home?
What path?
Troubles in your personal life?
What
professional
path?
Life? It's a tough economy, I understand. I'm a friend, you can talk to me. And wait, you just said what path?
Yes.
Is that the problem? You don't feel like you're on a path?
Yeah, that's correct. That's 100% correct.
You don't feel like you're on a path.
No, I don't.
You're lingering, you're struggling, you're in California, you don't know if you're going to stay here, go back to New York. You know, your life is in flux. I understand that. I understand and I'm here.
Oh my god. I don't know what to say here.
Well, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
The first step to recovery is to admit you have a problem. The first step to recovery is for you to say to yourself, my name is Michael.
My name is Michael.
And I have a drug problem.
I do not have a drug problem.
Hey, see, you're not. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. You know what?
Denial.
What about it?
You're denying your problem.
Okay. All right. You know,
I'm in near tears here.
You look it. Wow. This is, you know, how far we've fallen, Nevin. We went from maybe the greatest podcast of all time, which was the combination. Well, what?
Well, I was going to say, it was a good podcast last week, wasn't it?
This is not. This is you attempting to wring out of me something that doesn't exist.
How do you think we're doing so far?
You know what? You know what? Maybe it's you.
What?
Maybe it's you that... Yeah, oh, look. Whoa, whoa. Look at your denial.
It's not.
Oh, look at your denial. Whoa. You know, you've been all...
Don't
this week, you've been going, you know, before we started this podcast, you go, oh, no, I have a work-related text I need to deal with.
Whoa,
and you go into the back, and you don't come out for a while, right? What's going on, Nevin?
Whoa.
What's going on?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why?
What?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I have a real job.
Oh.
Unlike you.
Oh.
Hey, do you currently have a job? No. Why? They let you go. Why? The economy.
Yes.
Why? You're a temp. Yeah. That's right. I said it.
Okay.
You're a temp and they let you go.
That's fine. I've no
I
shame
have responsibilities.
Guess what?
You have a drug problem.
Guess what? Guess what? One thing I didn't tell you, Nevin, is that they want to rehire me when they can, which is in August, as a permanent employee.
Will they actually do
buddy?
It?
Probably. Yeah. I don't have 100% guarantee because we don't know in this economy.
This is true.
You could be let go, Nevin.
That's true.
We don't know.
Well,
guess what is true? I don't have a drug problem. Oh my god. You know, this has turned out to be quite a podcast.
It's been funny.
I think the decibel level has gotten higher than it's ever gotten.
You know what? For a podcast that's starting out, we admitted we had nothing really to talk about or say. It wasn't half bad. Could have been worse. We've had worse.
We really didn't talk about anything because I don't have a drug problem and you...
I did have a work text.
And you did have a work text.
I did have a work text.
I know.
Wasn't that clear?
I'm well aware. Can't we all just get along?
I hope so. What is Rodney King doing these days, by the way? What is he doing? Is he still alive?
Yes.
It's a valid question.
It is a valid question, yes.
I don't know.
I believe... Oh, man. Yes, Devin, I believe Rodney King is still alive. I believe he had... He's not had a great life. I think he's been arrested a couple of times, you know, since, like, for drug-related things.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he won that lawsuit. He got some money out of it, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if he still is rolling with it or if he blew all the money.
I think he blew all the money.
That would make sense. That's kind of how the road goes.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had a drug problem. Well, he obviously did. He was on PCP when they beat him up, didn't he?
Is that right?
I think so, if I remember correctly. But
wow, we have gone from decibel levels, like...
To
you know, probably to the point where we're going to be blasting everybody's ears to, like, nothing.
To, like, well, Rodney King. You got to talk about Rodney King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, well, on that note, we always...
We have a letter?
We have a letter.
Oh, wow,
we
okay.
do have a letter.
What, you know, I just... What is the letter for this week's podcast going to be next week?
Good question. I don't know. Could it be about drugs? Could it be about Rodney King? Could it be about neither of the above?
We'll find out.
Well, I'll tell you what the letter is about this week.
Yes.
And you know what it's still about?
Mm.
Women's chest bumping.
Man.
We've actually started a nationwide debate about women and chest bumping.
Wow,
nationwide. Wow. This letter is from Helen in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And Helen actually chimed in on the debate about women who chest bump. Remember Mary's letter last week, Mary from Montecito, California, where she was saying that when two women chest bump, it doesn't really hurt because of the aforementioned padding, as she put it.
Yes.
But when you chest bumped your female friend because you didn't have padding other than your chest muscles, it hurt
Which
her.
Is not padding. Yes. Yes.
Whatever you want to call it. It's muscles. It's
no,
strong.
I'm just saying, it's not padding.
Making that clear. It's not soft.
It's worse than padding, yes.
So Helen actually had a different take, and she writes, Dear Mike and Nev, Mary is wrong. When two women chest bump, their breasts can become irritated and sensitive.
Yes.
It depends on how hard they do it and on how large or small each woman's breasts are. I'm not sure if it should be R is, but R is.
Well, it's breasts,
breasts.
Right?
Good so point.
R. Yes.
Also, it depends on body type. Mm-hmm. Women's body types are very different from one to the other.
True.
So you have to factor all these things in when determining whether it hurts a woman or women when they're chest bumping. And that's from Helen in Orlando, Florida. So Helen throws her hat into the female chest bumping debate and says, yes, it actually does hurt women. Now, let me ask you this. We haven't addressed this yet. Does it hurt men? I don't really feel any pain.
Not at all.
And here's the interesting thing is that we have said, you know, we don't have padding. You know,
right?
A lot of men, you know,
no,
either are just, you know, they're skinny or they have chest muscles. So I would almost think it would hurt us more to chest bump than women because they're chest bumping with soft tissue.
Yes. Well, I
put that soft tissue.
You did. I saw you think there for a second. That was good.
I could have gone, took it that long way.
You could have. And then we could have lost a lot of listeners.
We do that every
maybe
day.
I'm
sure we have at this point.
But anyways, yeah. No, but that's interesting. I mean, yeah, I think with men, though, you know, the whole thing about the breast for men, I mean, why do we have nipples, right? This is like the classic thing. It's like there's so little point.
True.
Right?
I think
breasts, it's like for us, because there's no point to the chest other than, I guess, to be part of the anatomy.
Right.
You know, it's just there. And, I guess, how's our heart? You know, it's just there. I mean, it's not, that's a helpful thing. But it's not,
hurt.
You know, but it's not, it doesn't have, there aren't just as many, I guess, as many, like, nerve endings or whatever, you know, as the same thing as, like, a place where, oh, I don't know, milk can come out of, you
right,
know,
right.
So, yeah, you know, so, it's not as, here, get ready for this phrase. It's not as much of an erogenous zone for us,
ooh,
as it is for women.
Ooh,
so I could understand
good
that.
Good word, erogenous.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a great word.
Let's say it one time together. 1, 2, 3. Erogenous.
That's great. You know, it has too many syllables.
It does, but...
But it's perfect.
It is a perfect word. It's a
great.
Rare perfect word.
Whoever coined erogenous, good job.
Good for
probably
you.
Shakespeare.
Probably. He's a genius.
Yeah, he was. You know, he coined night.
No.
Yeah. I forget anyway. They believe they used the darkness of day before or something like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. I think we should end it there. Let's end it right there.
Where else could we go?
No way. No, end it right there.
Wow, this has been a long podcast.
But a good one. A good one. We went somewhere. Not
we
sure
have,
where we went.
You know,
we went
we
somewhere.
We have definitely covered the whole range of topic. Everything from drug problems to Rodney King.
Science.
To women's breasts.
Literature.
To Shakespeare.
There you go.
Amazing.
Perfect. Like erogenous. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's Things That Matter.